I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah.
We're back. Did you have a nice week off?
I mean, it wasn't really like off, but nope. Like it was just kind of flying by.
A mental reset.
Yeah.
Cultural reset.
Also, sure. Too, it kind of hit me that we went through like the holiday, like July 4th. Like we never took a break. I was like,
nope.
Oh,
nope.
And everyone else did. I was like, oh, that's whatever.
We used our PTO.
Oh God. I don't have that anymore. Not like I ever did.
That's a sensitive subject.
Anyway, as always, we would like to give a big shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. If you would like to support the podcast, there are 3 tiers that get you access to dozens at this point of bonus episodes. Any tier can listen to our 2 live chats that were over 2 hours each. So if you need 4 hours of podcast content, you can listen to those. And every tier gets access to our Discord.
And the girls are talking.
Yeah. So that is like 24/7 online all time. You can like chat.
It is 24/7 support. It is not a mental health resource, but you can chat with other people.
Yes,
of like
about like literally everything.
Yes.
There's a channel for everything.
Yes, there is. Well, shall we get into the week's events?
Yes. Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got. She's still Jenny on a yacht. I thought of that this morning. I was like, oh!
You're saving that one.
Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez.
El Joe. If you know, you know.
Yep. Ben Affleck. This is the remix. J-Lo 52. Happy birthday, J-Lo. And because we missed last week, Bennifer have been at it yet again.
Yeah.
Literally yet again.
Roaming the streets, the towns, the yachts,
causing
the oceans,
chaos.
The seas.
Yes. Parting the seas. Riding a yacht together. And allegedly, possibly maybe, recreating the music video for Jenny from the Block.
It would be iconic if they did that.
It would be. I mean, the side-by-side was pretty compelling.
It's
the same.
Like, it's literally it.
It's either
she
a
knows
coincidence.
What she's doing.
She does know what she's doing for sure. I'm obsessed with it.
Me too. And I'm not really like a big, like a Bennifer
right.
thing.
Bennifer like stan.
Right? Like, when was that? 20 years ago?
I think it was 2002, 3, 4.
Got it. In the zone era?
Yes, it was in the zone era. That's how we mark things in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as Lord pointed out during her Hot Ones interview, the cicadas come around about every 17 years, and that's pretty much when Bennifer last existed. So she noted that Bennifer has come around with the cicadas.
Oh my God. She's starting.
She's buzzing. So yes, we do have cicadas and Bennifer are back.
Wow.
Stronger than ever. I'm here for it. And there was also a little Easter egg in J-Lo's really hot yacht photo in the back. There was a framed Herbert's photo of them on a motorcycle from like 2003, like a photo shoot. suggesting that she's got like mementos
yeah.
around. It's going hot and heavy, featuring Jessie Ware.
Oh, a bop.
A bop. I'm really happy for this. I really love the new song.
I'm really entertained by it.
Yes, me too. She
because
loves
him
a
with the Duncan memes.
And he loves a stunt.
Is always so funny to me.
My favorite Ben Affleck meme has to be him smoking, looking up at the sky, like so depressed with the world.
Yeah.
That is quintessential. That's a fantastic meme. But yeah, he knows his memes. And they know what the paparazzi are doing and where they are and how high profile they are.
Oh, right. Which angle to get.
Yeah.
The kissing that was like perfectly placed in between those two bushes. Iconic.
A love story. Yes. They know what they're doing. So I'm here for Bennifer.
Know what I was thinking, though? It reminded me of like, because she's one of the girls that kind of grew up in that class of the girls that got like tortured by the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. And like, it's fun seeing her having fun with it now and playing with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, seemingly, I don't know.
Right, right. I would agree with that.
Versus like it being invasive.
Yeah.
She's like doing the thing on the yacht, knowing where to pose. It's like she's having fun
totally.
Toying with it.
I think she's had such a good command of the media
yeah.
in general in the past decade or so and forever maybe. So more power to J-Lo. Powerful woman.
Yeah. What are you? She's...
52.
Having a moment.
She is having a moment. She's had a past.
Do you remember when she said
years.
Let's get loud at the inauguration? That happened.
That did happen.
I just remembered that. I was like, oh my God, she literally told me to get, and then I was like, wait, I forgot about that.
I just noticed that you have a Britney head mic to the right over here.
Oh. Oh yeah, that's from my Xbox controller.
That's not the mandala effect of the Oops, I Did It Again music video.
Oh,
can we talk about it?
God.
I know we're not in the Britney segment
not there yet.
Yet,
but can everyone on TikTok shut up?
Oh my God, it wasn't in the video.
There's no microphone in the Oops, I Did It Again
fake
video.
Fake fans.
The best is like, well, not the best, but like, because I literally had to, I was scrolling, and my FYP just was like people claiming that they had proof that it was there.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, what?
What the last thing we need is to like definitively be like, it's not in the video. And then like there will be unearthed footage that it was in the video. And we'll have to be like, oh.
I think people just think it's in the video because all the costumes come with it.
Yeah.
Like,
and
Party
also
City.
All the live performances. Yes. Like any Halloween costume, the headset is the signal that this is a Britney costume.
Right. Like that's her Joanne hat.
Right. It is though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mic and like the pigtails.
Right. Exactly.
And the snake.
There are certain iconography.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But it was not in the... If people don't know what we're talking about, there's a trend on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
About...
What are they talking about
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. We just went on a tangent. There's a trending TikTok in which they claim the Mandela effect, which is when a group of people at large believed something to be true that was never true. Like, things like everyone thinks that in... a logo that there's an extra E at the end of the word or something, but there never was. Things that you thought were true and collectively everyone thinks it's true.
Oh.
That's what the Mandela effect is. It's
gotcha.
Like, wait, like, I don't know if this, like, Chuck E. Cheese, like, if there were two E's in Chuck E. and everyone was like, what? I thought there was only one. That.
How many is there?
I don't know.
New bonus episode coming soon. We're going to deep dive into
30 years of
Mandela
Chuck E. Cheese.
Effect.
Yeah. Oh, that too. But so one of them claimed that, you know, contrary to popular belief, Britney's headset was never in the Oops video. And all the comments were like, what? No, no way. It was definitely in the video. I remember it. And it's like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. And then it just kept going back and forth.
Yeah.
The making the videos on YouTube, you can see those.
Yeah,
no
look
mic.
That one up.
Yeah.
But the last thing we need to be is involved in something where they're going to find out it was in the video. It was just cut. Like, we don't need to be involved in this.
With the black sneakers.
Oh, the black sneakers, yeah.
If anything, they should go back and take those out, make them red, but...
She should have a lawsuit for the thing that fell on her head.
Oh, right.
The light.
Oh, I loved making the video.
I know.
Iconic. Well, anyway...
The year 2000 on It's Britney Bitch podcast, available now.
Yes.
We did talk about that, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it did happen. And
it did happen.
It happened then, yeah. So... But what is time?
What is time? Space, love, joy. Speaking of time,
And something else that's not true.
Something else that's not true. We don't like rumors, except by Lindsay Lohan. She is an heiress. She is Paris. Her name is Paris Hilton, and she's not pregnant. So earlier in the week, there was a kerfuffle. There was a Page Six report. There was all the usual headlines that Paris was pregnant. And she took to her own podcast, future guest on ours, I'm sure.
Oh my God, I would love that.
To shut down the rumors once and for all and say that she is not pregnant, that she thinks it may have been because she wore a push-up bra in a series of like paparazzi photos or something, and maybe the appearance of pregnancy.
Oh, right. It was like that. Was it the blue outfit?
I think so.
Yeah. And there was like a belt or something.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, man, she's pregnant.
Right.
Is pregnant with Bobby.
Instead, she said, the only thing in my oven at the moment is my sliving lasagna.
Oh, my God.
Which that is not
on
sound
her
appetizing.
New cooking yeah. Series coming soon to
Oh, that's
Netflix?
Right. Cooking with Paris coming soon.
I don't know what channel.
I think
it's not
YouTube.
Sponsored. Oh.
Maybe not.
Who knows anymore? Paris Max, Paris Plus.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. It is Netflix. It is Netflix.
Not sponsored.
One Netflix incoming. Yes, not sponsored. Netflix does not sponsor yet. So now we know. We're tired of rumors starting. And
I hope this comes out when Selling Sunset comes out.
What, the Netflix show?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even really looked into that. I haven't looked that one up.
Did you watch Selling Sunset?
I didn't. I just know that there's a lot of drama around
oh,
it right now.
So good. Yeah. Chrishell. Dating one of the brothers.
The men.
Oh my God. The drama, the scandal. I love it.
I know that that's happening.
Mary's shaking right now.
All I know is that inspired by her viral YouTube series, there are 6 episodes coming of Cooking with Paris, which will include Kim Kardashian. Oh. Demi, Saweetie, Lily Pons, Kathy Hilton, and Nikki Glaser.
Kathy's on it. Oh my, we need to talk about Kathy too.
I know, I still haven't seen the
oh my God, it is, she is one, she saved that show. I said it.
Yep.
She is so fucking funny and she's so weird and I love it.
I'm gonna have to look that one
you
up.
You would actually be really enjoyed by
I'm
it.
Sure, I'm sure I would be enjoyed by it.
I was shocking and also Sutton, but like I was shockingly surprised at how funny Kathy Hilton was, but now I get
I mean,
we're
Paris.
Paris.
Yeah, totally.
So I just want to see the two of them. I can't wait to see them together.
Yeah, that'll be good. No Nicole, but maybe one day.
Yeah, there was an Instagram live with Kathy and Paris and Nikki, and Kathy said something like that she wasn't supposed to say about the upcoming season, and Paris is like, you're not supposed to say that, or like Nikki's like, you can't say that. She's like, well, they're not going to tell anybody, and Paris is just like, Mom, it's... And she just sat there and just started laughing. Kathy just has no idea.
I'm glad that she injected some life into the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was needed. We're going to be getting into Housewives actually a little bit later because there's an update.
Oh.
Regarding the franchise itself.
Oh, yes.
But on to, I think, probably the most dominating story of the week. Some foolishness.
Yeah.
Some clownery afoot. But luckily, our queen stepped in to end him. Inevitably, a man has ruined everything, everyone.
Act the fool, girl.
I'm here.
Act the fool.
The act the fool
in true fashion with life.
Is back.
Always ruined by a man.
Men ruin everything. DaBaby has spoken out at Rolling Loud Festival. A really horrific rant that managed to be homophobic, misogynistic, and ignorant about HIV/AIDS all in one go. He came for gays, women, and anyone with HIV/AIDS, all in one. It was terrible. Ignorant and just, and then double and triple and quadruple downed on it.
Yeah.
Tried to make it a stunt queen thing in the way that like Lil Nas X uses backlash to elevate himself. DaBaby was trying it, but failing. It was just digging a hole deeper. He's been removed from at least one festival lineup. I believe one fashion brand already pulled out. That's what you get.
Death.
That's what she said. But luckily, we did get some good...
Also, like, how embarrassing. Like,
oh,
your name is DaBaby. Like, that's so embarrassing.
There is that. There is the bigger issue of that.
DaIdiot. More like that. Like, fucking...
DaClown.
Literally. I'm like, your name is DaBaby.
It's not a good look at all. And unfortunately, like not the bigger part of this, but like this happens, that means he drags down all the women that he's worked with. So Levitating featuring DaBaby
should never been on it.
Of course should have never been on it, but like Levitated all the way to, I believe, number 3 or even possibly number 2, peaking and still there, and now is going to tumble because of this fuckery. Anita,
but won't the solo version still help it?
Yeah, but I think it's separate? The remix that is the reason that it's thriving, because I do think Levitating became a very, like, for general audience, like, everyone loved
it. Yeah, like a summer bop.
Yeah. And Anita had Girl from Rio with him, a remix, and it just drags them into it. And then they're forced to, like, be involved in his bullshit, so...
Right, then everyone's, like, coming for them.
Right, immediately. So Dua put out her statement on Instagram. Anita did as well on Twitter. And then, of course, Madonna decided to jump on in, which actually she really dragged him. She skull dragged him.
Yeah.
She's got a point.
She really did.
Add that to the very small pile of non-embarrassing Instagram posts from Madonna. From Madonna.
A small victory for the community.
One of three.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say whenever somebody, if somebody says something ignorant about HIV AIDS, like Madonna truly has pioneered it from the beginning. The stigma, the facts. Ignorance around it. So she came locked and loaded with her facts, which we have to stand, of course. But, you know, I just hate so much that, like, our queens get tarnished because of a man, which is truly the theme of, well, forever.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. All the way back. I mean, was the snake a man with Adam and Eve? I'm assuming so.
The snake?
The snake that convinced Eve to have the apple.
It was a snake?
There was a snake.
I thought he was just hungry.
I am...
Oh my God, we're going to get canceled.
I'm blanking on the Adam and Eve origin story. All I know is that a man is at fault, ultimately. Anyway.
Truly, since the... Yeah. Since day one.
Since day one.
Adam literally was like, the flavor, and it was over.
So we are disappointed, but not surprised. You know, there will be that... fringe part of Stan Twitter that comes for the girls, which is so unnecessary and wrong and stupid. But otherwise, I'm glad that they spoke out and we'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
Deflop.
Literally, deflop.
Deflop.
The solo version's better. Also Justice for outsold. Hallucinate.
Yes.
And Cool.
You know what? If this compels her to release the rest of the album as a single, then I'm here for that. Pretty Please featuring...
No one.
No one.
No one.
We don't need anybody.
No more collabs.
No more collabs.
Done. I just want all the girls to collab with each other now moving forward.
Yeah, no, I was thinking like...
Levitating featuring Mariah.
Yes, of course. Well, yeah, okay.
I just threw that out there.
Sure. I mean, Hallucinate really should have been Madonna with like a Confessions crossover moment of some sort.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
We got the Levitating remix with Madonna, don't forget.
Yeah.
That's available.
I forgot.
We
I have forgotten.
We yep. Well, how could it's hard to remember when she's not in the video. Anyway. So here's to future nostalgia being extended because of this and her putting out the rest of the singles.
I'm down for it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Moving on in this week's most I did not see this coming.
Back to the girls
moment. You know, we know Azealia Banks has things to say about Grimes in her day. And somehow or another, our queen of Romania, Inna, got involved.
Yeah, this is so random.
I truly out of left field. I believe the original reason is because she like claimed Grimes was like making like bad Inna
Azealia
music.
Did?
Yes. It like compared it to Inna. And then for the past...
Oh, okay. So Azealia Banks was talking about Grimes.
Yeah.
And then got Inna involved by mentioning her.
Yes.
Got it.
That is correct. She said specifically... So they've been going back and forth for years, kind of. And Azealia...
Is Grimes the one who has the Bobie that's named like XYZ or something?
That is she. She's our new overlord. She is the girlfriend of Elon Musk, aside from being...
What the...
Yeah.
I know. I just.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She is currently on
a. What fucking dimension do we get stuck in?
Well, we didn't even talk about this. She's on a Avatar virtual reality competition with Alanis Morissette and Nick Lachey judging basically KDA and other virtual acts.
What? When did this happen?
This is just launching. This is literally real. There's a virtual reality competition, reality singing series
of like 3D Queens of Pop.
Yes.
Fuck.
I mean,
I want to be on it.
Right? I'm very into it, but I'm also like, what the fuck is happening? This is so dystopian. Anyway, back to the Billboard Hot 100. No. Azalea accused Grimes of making a bootleg Ina song. And then
she's got a point.
Later on, Azalea just went off about how amazing Ina is in a way that was like she actually sounds. She name dropped Play and Win, which is Ina's production troupe. And like she knows. I'm not surprised. Azalea knows pop for sure. She's like a nerd about it.
She has good taste.
She really does.
She's, in my opinion, I do think she's a genius when it comes to music.
She is a genius.
It's just it's the things that she says.
Yes, of course.
Outside of that, gets her in
hot water. But she knows. And so she actually knows that Ina is a queen of. And the way she was describing it was like, yes, that is actually. She's like femme across like a perfect dance beat. The way she was describing it was like, yeah. She's like, you're turning me into a gay man right now. Yes, yes. Loved that moment. I think the Azalea collab needs to come. I'm very happy that she gave Ina some love.
I know. I'm trying to think of what beat she could take and do like
I mean, really, she could do anything. She could,
I mean, any
hop
of them.
On hot, like the original pop or, you know, any of them. Truly, she could. As of press date, I'm not sure if Ina knows that this happened or like knows the context of it. I'm sure, I have to imagine Ina is an unbothered queen somewhere in Romania
on a beach, making more bops,
men fanning her with banana leaves, and she's recording on the beach, taking Instagram pictures.
Queen.
Such an unbothered queen.
Stream all of Ina's bops.
Truly, we aspire to be Ina. Speaking of being on the beach, actually, this is a good segue. I don't know if you watched this, but Lorde did Hot Ones.
Not yet.
Okay. I love Hot Ones, by the way. The whole like segment of it, and also the host Sean Evans, I think is a fantastic interviewer, especially considering they're eating fucking hot. They're, like, he doesn't budge at all. It's really endearing and usually like cuts deeper than I think you'd expect a show like that to. So Lorde was on it, and as we've deduced, I'm not necessarily a Lorde gay, or wasn't, but I truly am so enamored and inspired and charmed by her. And also terrified, because she went the whole way without the water, without barely making a fuss. She like dotted her mouth a little bit and her nose was running. But otherwise she was like, this is delicious.
See, some people can do that though.
She beat out like so many like crying men, and she was just sitting there like, it's fine. I have no doubt that she's superhuman in some way. She seems like just a magical creature. And the way that she was talking was very delightful and thoughtful. And I recommend anyone who likes her or like, I guess, wants to know more about her to watch it, because it was good insight into solar power and where her head's at. And also some good questions about withdrawing from the public eye and why she decided early on, because she debuted at 16, you know, that she did not want to.
Yes.
She didn't want to go through all of that in the public eye and all that. It was just very insightful. And as we have these conversations about Britney and everybody else and how much of a toll this is taking on everyone's mental health, I just found her very inspiring as a, I believe, 24-year-old who seems really with it. And she really withdrew to nature and like found a way to balance being a huge superstar without letting in, you know, all of the
noise
bad things.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I don't know.
I also want to watch her day drinking with Seth Meyers.
Oh, yeah. She also handled that like a champ, apparently.
Yeah. I think that segment's funny.
Yeah. I'm definitely into this. I'm really into Lorde more and more. I think part of it was just she was so young that I was like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like with Billy, but
yeah.
The more she's growing up, the more I'm definitely like, this is a truly wise person.
And it wasn't as like flashy. Like, yeah. The album was massive, but it wasn't, you know.
Yeah. I never loved Royals, but that's fine.
Well, that's not the best song on that album.
It's really not. Buzzcut Season and Ribs. Okay.
Oh, Ribs.
Ribs Outsold.
The song, not the
the chicken.
Not the, yeah, because like, I feel like we're cooking with Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Today we're making
Lorde Ribs.
Ribs, yeah. With Lorde.
Inspired by Lorde.
Yeah.
Honestly, that could happen.
Free idea. Take it, Paris.
And Lorde was so excited. She's like, I don't usually get to do this in the pop star life, like just chow down on wings every night. So
yeah,
she was loving it. And she had an amazing way of describing every hot sauce to the point where I could almost tell what it tasted like. She should have her. And she talked about her favorite onion rings, because she has a secret onion rings account.
What?
It was exposed that she had an onion ring review account on Instagram that she had been running until last year.
Really?
Where she would just review onion rings around the world.
That's iconic.
Extremely iconic goals. And she described the perfect crunch of the onion ring and what it takes to be a perfect onion ring.
How did people find out that it was her?
Oh, God. I don't remember like how they linked it back to her, but they did. And she confirmed it is her. And then she went quiet. But yeah.
That's amazing.
She's super passionate about it, too. She describes the crunch.
Like underground.
I mean,
elusive.
Yeah. Elusive onion ring
chanteuse.
Yeah. Highly recommend checking that out. Yeah. So speaking of Instagram posts, I think it's time to segue into our queen, our, I guess we're calling it the free knee segment at this point.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Impending free knee. Brittany has been more like titney.
Yeah.
On the IG.
Lots of new Instagram posts.
Lots. Oh, in general, a lot. But obviously, the most headline-making, I would say, is we are stripping down and showing the tatas.
Yeah. In videos, reels, photos.
Photos, reposted. 4K. Loving it. Loving emancipated knee. You know, sometimes I'm like, that is why she's my queen. The first thing she does is run off, take off her shirt. Like relatable queen.
Yeah.
I love it. We've talked about it already, but it certainly feels like the IG has at least loosened up. If we think that, you know, the Ronin story was correct, that they like edit 1-10% of the whatever that opening line was, that they edit like a little bit of it, mm-hmm. I think it's fair to say it's kind of no holds barred now.
Yeah.
So I do, the pictures kept disappearing, but I think that's probably Instagram flagging. I wonder if enough people like flagged for nudity.
Oh,
I mean, it's possible. I never even thought about, you know,
that. Probably
we can dive deeper into like the conspiracies of all of like the control of the Instagram. But I also think like the Instagram notification, the flagging for nudity does do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens to people all the time. That
it does. So I'm like, you know, they could just be who knows, as always.
Or she wanted a new filter.
Yeah. So we had the emergence of boob knee, and we also had a return to artist knee.
Yeah.
Which, it's been a minute, been about a minute since we got the paint out, and this is her largest canvas to date.
This is a big canvas, literally the size of the floor.
I did have a little freak out because she said she went to Michael's Arts and Crafts. I was like, the 15-year-old me in my red smock would have been shaking if Brittany rolled up. And she's like, what's the biggest white paper you have? Because it was just like parchment paper scrolled out or something like that, right? It was
It was like those ones that you use in school or like college
to
cover tables. Mm. And like,
she got to paint in. It was very much like emotional, like slashes of paint. It wasn't really anything, but it did in the end, she believes, form a fish.
Oh.
I think she said it looked like a fish. But I think that was more like therapeutic painting, which is similar to like the leaves that she did and everything.
Yeah.
It was sort of just like splashes of color.
Which is a thing that I see on TikTok, actually.
The guy who squirts the different colors?
No.
Okay.
But it's not very specific, but like...
which also sounded wrong.
Oh, there's like, oh my God, blocks. That one guy who paints? Yeah.
There's a guy who does like little globs of paint where no color ever doubles around the color that's down. So he
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Send it to me. There's this woman who does, she goes every month and she gets this big ass calendar that has all the dates in it. And every single day she starts with whatever color she wants. She squirts like a couple things on it. She does that technique with like plastic where mm-hmm. it kind of smushes it together and makes a texture. Lets it dry, mm-hmm. and then she looks at whatever the shape is and then turns it into an object.
Oh.
And so every single day she just does a new, like, intuitive,
I love
like,
that.
Freeform piece. And they're so pretty.
We need to send it to Brittany so she can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I did like it. The caption was good. She was like, there's a lot of change in my life, as you all know. And I felt like expressing myself and, you know, painting and all of that. It was a good caption.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one that was very incendiary that was like, don't worry about burning the bridges.
Yeah.
I got the matches. And I was like, oh,
we ride it on.
We ride it on. Yeah. And also doing matches promo.
Oh, that's right. That one.
And then there were like a lot of like emojis of flames in the comments because certain people continue to do themselves no favors.
What happened now?
I don't know if anything else happened while we were gone.
I was gonna say, it felt like it was drama free, and I was like,
well, no, because when we were gone, Jamie Lynn ended up doing sort of like a clap back about the alleged
the condo,
which did herself
and
no favors.
And here I am in my beautiful condo that I own here.
That is a Kim G reference.
Oh my God, I was going to tweet Jamie Lynn and then do the Kim G video. But I was like, this fan base has no sense of humor anymore, so right. No one's going to get it. So I'll just tell y'all on here.
Right.
But literally, in my mind, I was thinking of Kim G being like,
I hope you're having a great 4th of July. I know I am at my beautiful condo overlooking the New York skyline and the Macy's fireworks.
Yeah. It was very that, almost. I, in general, just still doing no favors for herself. And as far as updates, I guess, I don't think there was...
There's petitions moving, right, with the new attorney.
Oh, that's the thing. There was that Jody petitioned and said her doctors agreed that Jamie should be out of it.
Good.
So I think it's, so I think it's moving expeditiously or continues to.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think it got bumped up too. I don't think, I forget there was something that got bumped up. Anyway.
And is she in Maui now again? Wasn't that today?
She did post a Maui content piece. Now we don't know if the Maui content is highly contentious.
There's sus things There's about sus it. Things and I was like, I don't want to dive into that. But I was like, why does it's a man? And the hand holding the drink has a man's watch and there's man hair on it. So people think that it's...
Well, she does still have a security detail. So you never know if she involves them in her videos. I'm sure she does. She's like, well, if you're going to be around me, you're going to hold this. I don't know. Maybe.
Or maybe it's the waiter.
Who knows? Who knows? The questions continue. Anyway, I hope if she's in Maui, I hope she's having a good time.
Yeah, there was a new bathing suit.
Okay. We know that she, to be fair, I think part of it is her safety of you don't want to update real time where you are.
Oh, I was thinking that too.
Yeah. So she very well, much like I believe the Kardashians now do it, certainly since Kim's
incident,
where it's not going to be a real-time update of where she is. Who knows? Oh, absolutely. They should not be putting their location in real time. Who knows? But we will have to wait and see what's next, as always, in the saga, and see what else she gets flagged for on Instagram. All right. Well, speaking of, now she didn't wear any clothes, but some people did. Speaking of fashion.
Well, some people are taking off their tops. Some people are tops and other people are putting on tops.
Tops with no tops.
Oh, did someone say tops? I perk up.
Yeah. This is T. Kyle's moment.
Okay. Yes, we have some things to discuss.
We do.
Roll the track.
Roll it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
My Stephanie Giromato.
Well, we certainly do have to discuss our Stephanie.
Yes.
It was only going to be one reference, but then she gave us everything.
Multiple.
So our Stephanie is here with us in New York City, an Italian girl from New York City. I don't know if anybody knows on the pod. It's a little known fact. She is Italian and from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she is here right now. She stepped out wearing this chic, black outfit with actual angel wings, angel downtown. And she is giving looks yet again. She came a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Every time she leaves the Plaza Hotel.
Uh-huh. She came
This is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Morocco.
She came two or three weeks ago as well, which I assume these must be rehearsals for the Radio City show.
Yeah, just next. Isn't that
you're right.
Isn't that tomorrow? Or two days
from
now?
It's soon, for sure. An evening with Gaga and Tony Bennett. So she's definitely rehearsing. It's coming soon. And that was going to be my high fashion, was the angel look. And then she fucking dropped the House of Gucci.
The trailer.
The trailer is here. Which is that also your high fashion?
Yeah.
Okay. We can discuss jointly. Wow. Just everything about it is exactly what I hoped for.
Yeah. It is giving camp.
Fashion fun friends.
Mm-hmm. The accent.
Murder, the accent. Oh, the accent started gay World War 17 because there's gays being like, it sounds Russian. And then there's gays being like, gays don't know about accents. And it started, now they're showing like a group of white twinks and the captions like, Gaga's accent is not authentic. It started a gay civil war, as Gaga things often do. But then, did you see the thing I posted? The comparison between the actual...
The TikTok side by side? She's doing a really
good
job.
She's doing right. Like, I don't think that that's, like, a mockery or that far off from what that accent was.
Yeah.
Some say Count Dracula, some say Russian.
Eh.
But you know
Maybe
what?
Maybe a little mix of both.
Little mix of both, but... a little mix? More on that later.
Balagde.
But I think... I love it. And the new queer icon, she's a legend. She is the moment. The little cup.
Yes, her little teacup.
Stole the show. Forget Gaga. Oscar incoming for that cup. And the spoon thwapping it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider myself a very ethical person, but I am fair.
The story is that the person she's playing had ordered a hitman on her husband.
Gucci.
Wow.
The Gucci. Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy? How is this connected? Is this Gucci, like fashion Gucci?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So who made the fashion?
Maurizio Gucci. He was an Italian businessman and the one-time head of the Gucci fashion house.
Okay, so he started it.
And the ex-wife, Patrizia Reggiani, is Gaga.
Got it.
He was shot dead at age... Oh, yeah, spoiler alert for the movie. He was shot dead at age 46 by a hitman hired by Patrizia.
Wow.
So she did do it, by the way.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Yeah, can you imagine Gaga? Wait.
We literally are going to get, like, Gaga jail memes.
Imagine Wendy, like, just finding out and be like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Literally. It's going to be, like, Telephone 2.
It... There's going to be so many... I mean, there are already so many memes from this. The cross meme already of her doing Father, Son, House of Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be insufferable online. Somebody tweeted, I'm
when
sorry.
Is it not?
Somebody tweeted, I'm sorry for the person I'm about to become when the House of Gucci trailer drops, which, yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Is it going to theaters or is it?
Yeah, it's the theater.
Oh,
November, I believe. But we don't, well, I don't want to wish it upon us, but we don't know. You know, it could also
streaming
be decided soon. To do a simultaneous stream. I mean, that's all happening too. That's not a very, like, usual legends only conversation, but like ScarJo suing Disney. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
And then
wasn't it because like she said the outfit was ugly?
No, it was because of the fact that the movie Black Widow went to streaming on Disney Plus and on theaters, and her salary was contingent on box office numbers. So she felt that it took a ding premiering simultaneously on Disney Plus. And now Emma Stone is reportedly considering doing the same thing because Cruella did the same dual release strategy. And so there appears to be the brewings.
So like they make commission?
I don't know how it works entirely, but that does seem to be the basis of this argument is like they felt it was a breach of contract because I believe their salary is contingent solely on box office.
Got it.
So it seems like it's going to be a larger conversation in the industry about like this hybrid model that we have. Because I think streaming is going to eat theaters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Makes sense. Because you're also running like ads on a movie in different
right.
ways too.
Right, it's that's like true too.
Sounds complicated.
It does sound complicated. Here on Lawyers
complicated?
Only.
Complicated? Oh, speaking of lawyers.
Everything we talk about now like devolves into legalese and like lawyer talk.
Speaking of lawyers, mm-hmm. I found my new TikTok crush.
It's a lawyer,
but he's straight. But I was like, oh my
dream.
God. Yeah.
That's
I don't know
okay.
why I felt like the need to share that.
Well, I'm glad you shared that.
TikTok husband of the day.
TikTok.
Week.
Yeah.
He's a divorce attorney.
Oh, well, you'll need him eventually. So.
Right.
All right. Well, okay. The trailer dropped. Everyone's in a panic. And yeah, that's our high fashion moment. It's just so funny because we literally saw all these outfits already, especially the skiing in Aspen or wherever that was, the skiing in Italy, rather. That red outfit ensemble, high fashion.
Yeah. Came together quick.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's in it too. Salma Hayek, Adam Driver, Ridley Scott directing it, very iconic. I think it'll be good. And I don't know. It's either going to be like legitimately good or can't be good. And either way, it's a victory.
Right.
So I'm
like, even if
it
winds up being like glitter, it'll still be iconic.
Totally. I have a really hard time not seeing Lady Gaga on screen. Like, it's hard to be like, take this seriously.
Yeah.
Because you're just thinking like, oh my God, that she sings
it's
Government
so
Hooker.
Yeah. And like everything is memeable.
Yeah. Yeah. They're totally. I'm excited for it.
Like, do you remember Star is Born trailer, the meme?
Oh, yeah. Still to this day. Yeah. The nose meme followed by the, hey, just want to take another look at you.
Yeah.
Still, it's, oh God. And we can't forget, so many things that we say are because of A Star is Born, including there could be 100 people in a room, was her talking about Bradley Cooper, yep, believing in her.
Mm-hmm.
So God knows what she's going to say on this press tour about being Italian, about Ridley Scott believing her. There could be 2 people in a room. Now,
did you see the edit that Lee Dawson made of,
yes,
House
I just
of
retweeted
Jujubee?
That yes,
holy fucking
friend of the pod Lee
shit.
Dawson, who is listening, I believe he made a edit of the House of Gucci, which I don't want to spoil it because I love,
no,
the
just go, yeah, on our Twitters and look at the retweet because it is so fucking funny.
Yes, please do. Well, okay, we did sort of briefly mention it, and we do have plenty to talk about. It is time for TikTok talk.
Some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk. We do need a jingle for this at this point.
I know.
It's got to be BB.
Just like Lisa Lips being like, hi, my loves, just got my dunks. Fire slamming.
So there is this thing happening right now. It involves sports. We're, yeah, not really. Well, we like some of it. Simone Legend.
Mm-hmm.
But the
Naomi
Olympics.
Osaka.
Uh-huh. The Olympics are happening, and the girls are TikToking from the campus.
Yeah.
Which is really fascinating, and it's really showing that it's just kind of like a college free-for-all.
Yeah, it's like a trip, like one of those.
Uh-huh. It's just like a dorm room situation with cardboard beds. I've been getting a lot of lesbians, personally, lesbian hot Olympians who are like crushing on. There's one in particular who's like really dominating right now. I don't know what sport she does. Maybe, is it volleyball? I don't know. But she's like thirsting hard for the other girls from different countries.
I mean,
everyone is like gorgeous and athletic and
hell
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which, by the way, those beds are not made to prevent,
uh-huh,
that.
Right.
They're sustainable.
They are sustainable.
We support the beds.
Yeah. There was a TikTok from the girls actually, and they demonstrated various like tests of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended it with, and now she and I are going to demonstrate how to fuck. And then it cuts at the perfect time.
Hot.
But yeah. Oh my God. The lesbians are really dominating Olympics talk. The athletes and the watchers. So I highly recommend, if you haven't, if your For You page hasn't directed you.
Talk about a 400 millimeter breaststroke.
Millimeter.
Hot.
Well, speaking of memes, actually, this was not TikTok, but it has taken over TikTok. She was just on Drag Race All-Star Season 6 as a guest. American Horror Story's Emma Roberts, everyone.
Surprise, bitch.
You thought you'd see the last of her. A new meme rises. A new Supreme rises.
Yeah.
Thank you to gays and everyone else. So if you haven't seen it, she has a lovely video of herself posing in front of a beach to Lana's Happiness is a Butterfly, looking pretty and unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes for the perfect video to caption it with
anything,
sort of like,
literally anything.
I like me pretending I know what you just said at the club.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. But she posted it with me going viral after 30. And her caption was, thank you, gays and everyone else. And instantly iconic. She gets it. Totally. We love to see it. It is it's now evolving. They've green screened it, so now they're putting her in cafes and,
oh my God,
various locations. So it's really good. And there is another legend, actually, who is going all the way viral on TikTok. I cannot get the fucking song out of my head. I don't know about you.
What one?
Well, she's a country legend and was until recently family to Miss Kelly Clarkson. Reba McEntire.
Oh.
I'm a survivor.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God.
I'm sure I will soon.
You will. Or maybe you don't know that it's the song, but it's, so it was this theme for her sitcom, Reba. And so the meme format is you show yourself doing something extremely taxing because the song's like, oh, I'm a single mom, like working, whatever, I'm a survivor. And it's like me refilling the Brita filter. And it's just really dramatic shots of doing that.
Right.
I know that explaining the joke is not like fun, but that is what we do with an audio medium. It's Reba's I'm a Survivor. I'm wondering if like it's gonna do something for the song and like
probably
make it
will.
Chart. It very well may. Yes, it was the theme song for Reba in 2001 on the WB.
So then I definitely know it because I loved watching Reba.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. I think so. And I think if I even played like a second of it, you're gonna recognize it. So that's the meme, everyone. Look it up. And she's posted it herself. 16 million views on it.
Wow.
On hers.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm a Survivor is the song. 57,000 videos made with that legend. This is the thing. The gates are wide open for like what can have a new life. Like if you think about it, I was just having this conversation about a show that might, I was talking about Jennifer Garner's Alias and how it hasn't had the life that like Buffy has as far as like being accessible or like Gen Z finding it. Like if some scene from that show or like the song, I don't know, like went viral on TikTok, it could have its own it could have a reboot because of it. I'm sure they're having discussions about Reba now.
Probably.
It's, you know, it's done
that. At
least
getting the old stuff up.
Yeah, it's made like Miley Cyrus 9-year-old songs.
It's about time, though. I mean, like, I remember with Tumblr, so much old legacy stuff would always go viral.
Yes.
And then they did the huge crackdown with, like, music and copyright.
True.
And it was just like, it feels like we finally have a social media platform that is playing into the benefits for an artist.
Yes, yes. I 100% agree.
And I'm like, thank you. Like, Vine literally should have done this.
Completely. They didn't. Now that you can legally use the sound, you can play into it.
You can make a meme,
yeah.
Not get deleted, not get suspended.
Yeah, they after 500, you know, social platforms and them all getting shut down from the RIAA or whatever.
Oh, the worst.
It's like, actually, let's make this chart because of it.
Yeah.
And now that's why TikTokers are charting all the time. Speaking of Into You, I cannot stop listening to Paramore's Still Into You. That is completely there's nothing to be said about that.
Oh my God, what is it called?
You know that.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Well, yes, it is their most streamed song. Paramore, Still Into You.
Oh.
I am not going to attempt to sing
it right
now. I know
Misery Business.
That is their second most streamed song. But yes, I think you would definitely, you have to know the chorus. I'm just, a half second, you have to know this. You have to know this. Okay, I'm putting the volume up. Okay, the face is telling me that you have not
heard that.
Okay. This brings me to a really good point, actually, which is I posted a clip of the Pit Stop featuring Trixie Mattel and Laganja Estranja in which they were cosplaying as us.
Yeah, literally.
Every week I mention something and you're like, I'm going to look that one up.
I'm going to look it up.
A perfect clip. Go check it out if you haven't.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Literally.
So funny.
Well, I mean, Trixie's frame of reference for Little Mix was the Balegde girl.
That's why it was so specific.
Same.
Like Laganja mentioning steps and then Trixie only knowing Balegde was like, this is literally our podcast.
Yeah. One of the comments on the, because they posted the clip on TikTok too, on the Drag Race TikTok, and I think the top comment was like, Bag Leg Day is going to be my new drag name or something. Yeah, because Laganja's like, Bag Leg Day, what's the...
Yeah. It's inspiring that you could go to the heights of Trixie Mattel, who arguably is like the most successful Drag Race contestant, and not know a lot of things about like pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's inspiring. But she knows, like, Michelle Branch. I know she stands certain things that are kind of, like, gay rights, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of drag queens, what a perfect segue.
Yes, let's get into the new music of the week.
New Music. Okay, first of all, and second of all, Ali X, gay icon of her own right, teams up with collaborator and friend Violet Chachki for a bop.
You're
going to have to look this one up. This is a sexy, fierce, fun song called Mistress Violet, where you sort of channel your alter ego that is Violet Chachki. They kind of play each other in the video. It's very high fashion, actually. It's kind of like this Mugler 80s fantasy moment. And it's Violet could definitely have like a Dita Von T's sort of electronic striptease album. And that's kind of what this leans towards. They've worked together before. They're friends. And yeah, more gay rights for Ali X, who's always coming through with bops and working with drag queens and did Drag Race and all that. So that's a look with that one up.
Yeah.
The next one we both heard, I think. It's Mrs. Ali and AJ.
Yes. This one's a cute girl.
She's a cute girl. She's a cover.
It's called I Need My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
It is cute. Aaron Dessner of The National was the one who co-worked with Taylor on Folklore and Evermore. And so that is why the song is, you know, Folklore adjacent, I'd say.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah. It's cute. I like it. I like it for them. I'm still very into the album for them, A Summer Moment. Let's see if I can remember the name of it. A Touch of the Beat gets you up on your feet, gets you out, and then into the sun.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, my God.
I think you got it.
Oh, my God.
And the touch of the beat gets you up on your feet, and the sun, and the sun, and the sun.
Yes, I'm into that, so... And then, oh, look at that. There's a new song from Steps.
See, this is the thing. You listen to Steps.
Yes.
I get my steps in every day on Fitbit. Like, that's the only thing I know about Steps is and that I get them in every day.
It's the perfect blend of our powers. Yes. New song from Steps called Take Me for a Ride. And I'm awaiting, like, car choreography, like driving a wheel. They're known for, like, from the beginning... The CD singles used to come with the danced steps, and that was their whole shtick. Was like you would know, like Tragedy with the hands up, like which Britney danced to. They would have like very danceable choruses and moves for their songs, and they still do. Like they still have certain routines that come with each of their songs. So they've matured, and the music is really good. Take Me for a Ride is very good. I highly recommend it. For anyone looking for like a sort of, it kind of reminds me of Pet Shop Boys, circa Love, etc. It's very that for the three people who know that reference. So we're going to have to look all of that up.
I know Pet Shop Boy on Instagram.
Okay, that is not the same, but although a reference.
Yeah.
We do love a reference. I like the name.
Yeah. I don't really get it, but. I guess it's basic.
What?
Like you're a boy that works at a pet shop.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I actually don't think I know the reason why they call themselves Pet Shop Boys. That is one I need to look up.
Wow. Fake fan.
Fake fan. I just sort of accepted their name. I do know that they used to be music journalists, though. That stayed with me. Anyway, so shout out to Steps. Shout out to Lisa Scott Lee, as always. And
yes, get your steps in.
Get your steps in, everyone.
Streams and all.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, should we discuss the biggest release?
The main
week?
Event. And I honestly think the girls steered clear for a reason. Like, I think they thought, uh-oh, we can't release this week.
I was going to say, like, my release radar was, like, dead.
Vacant, dead.
I was like, where are the girls?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Well, considering she is the five category sweeping Grammy girl of every one, she... Deservedly,
which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Deservedly, she has spooked the industry, and she's here now. We've talked about her every week. She's happier than ever. It's Bully Eyelash, everyone.
Yes, the new album is out.
The new album is here.
What do we think?
I think I am almost more into the lyrics than I am the music.
Yeah.
I find it to have a real point of view and to be very interesting.
There's a story.
There's a story.
Huge story.
And I think this is one of those albums where it's not that I wish there was no music before, but I don't feel that the single selection helped or told the narrative of the album. The only song that really should have dropped before this, in my opinion, is Happier Than Ever, because I feel like it is such a slap in the face of like, what the fuck did I just listen to?
Yeah.
I get it though. Like Lost Cause is fun and you have to have singles. I get that. But for me, it was a full playthrough that made us had a narrative sense, a point of view.
Yeah.
And I am really into what she has to say and her insights. And it is a little scary that she's 19 and feeling like this and having very relatable thoughts about getting older and stuff like that. That first track, Getting Older, was pretty...
A great start to the listening to it.
Yeah, and pretty relatable. The chorus, just not saying about the pod, but the whole the line about being employed.
Oh, right.
I don't want to mess this up, so I want to get this right.
I know which line you're talking about. I was like, oh, she spilled.
She absolutely spilled. It's a very therapeutic song. She says, things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now. Things I'm longing for, someday I'll be bored of. It's so weird that we care so much until we don't.
She's got a point.
She's got a point. That really struck a chord with me. And yeah, it's funny when you turn your passion into work, how your priorities shift and your perspective changes and things. You know, sometimes they say maybe sometimes your hobbies and passions should stay that way. I'm not saying I regret anything I've done, but there's definitely a point to make about how when it's employment, it's no longer a hobby, obviously, and it feels different.
Yeah, and it does.
So,
especially if there's no balance.
Yeah. And so when it's your job to cover these things relentlessly, like that's no longer your escape. And I think I definitely had that struggle. I don't know why I'm getting so deep with this, but like all I'm saying is that she really struck a chord with that one.
Well, anyone who's creative, it's like when you're in creative work and your job is to produce creative work, sometimes the juices just don't flow. Like it's hard.
I agree.
So like, for her, she's a writer. She's a song.
Especially, yeah.
So it's like, the block. Sometimes I'm sure you don't want to, or you don't have anything to sing about. Like, or
yeah.
you have to send that pitch in by like 8 a.m. You're like, fuck, I have no ideas. I'm, you know.
Yeah,
very relatable song.
It is. And for me, the whole album sort of feels burnt out, unfortunately, which like she's just a bit tired of creatively doing this, which is unfortunate. She's 19. But I feel like there were a lot of hints of like people outside the door waiting for her and things like when we get into the incredible interlude that she had on the tour for like 3 weeks before it had to shut down about her body.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of snaps at the Instagram baddies for a second there about their plastic bodies. Everything always goes back to Britney when we talk about, but like that interlude was super Britney about like just ownership of her body, but also all the pop girls.
Are you talking about Not My Responsibility?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that was super...
to me felt like spoken word. It's a poem, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's like,
so it was an interlude on her latest tour that got shut down like weeks into Cornova.
Oh, yeah. So that was already out.
Yes. So it was an interlude on the tour where she made headlines because she like strips down in it and she opens her shirt to reveal like a bra at the end.
I was going to say this was a standout for track.
It was so good and people were like, oh my God, I need to hear that. So I
gotcha.
She's smart for putting it on the album. It's so good. And you should, the visual is really effective.
To me, this is like something that I would love Britney to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. When you watch it, you'll be like, oh, this is kind of her like sweet dreams interlude
I'll
moment.
Stan. Yeah. I know I will because it's the one of, there's two tracks that stand out to me and this is one of them.
Yeah. So there's that one and then there's also Oxytocin.
That's my second.
That's like a hot song.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is. I wasn't expecting that from her, and I'm really into it.
It was so different, but it was still like had that Billy-ness to it.
Totally.
Bop.
And we did get a lot of songs that we have already. My Future, Lost Cause, NDA, and we've talked about all of them. Therefore, I Am Happier Than Ever. Happier Than Ever, though. Like for me, this was the standout of like what could come next for Billy. First of all, the song's really good. But the second half of this song, which suddenly takes off into pop punk rock territory, I'm like, your voice sounds great against guitars and screaming out. Like,
yeah.
I get the Billy aesthetic, but like, I would love for this to be, you know, Olivia Rodrigo's out here, Miley's out here. I wouldn't mind this full-on pop rock moment.
The thing that's exciting, though, is she can go there whenever she wants.
Yeah.
I think it's like it leaves you wanting more.
She does do that. She did that with the Bond theme, too, where she suddenly like yelped at the end of it. And we were like, oh,
yeah.
She doesn't just whisper. And you can tell she is a singer and that there is a voice there, sort of like how we talk about other pop queens, where it's like it's an effect, it's a style that they have, but they could belt like Adele or belt.
I thought that listening to some of the songs, I was like, oh, this feels like it's building up to mm-hmm. like an orchestral, like she could really just fucking
yeah
belt it out.
Yeah, I definitely like it. I was reading a lot of the Genius annotations and also her own notes on the songs. She's very purposely kept it pretty secret about like the actual intent of a lot of the songs, but there's clearly like hints at things, definitely about an ex in moments. And yeah, she said she wanted it to keep it like a timeless album so that it didn't feel attached to like certain explanations and people could it could leave them up to interpretation,
which is more fun.
Yeah,
I feel like when you listen to something you don't want it just like spelled out,
right?
It's fun to
the only one that they've really picked apart is Happier Than Ever, because there is moments in her documentary, I guess, where she fights with the ex and he calls her like drunk driving or something like that.
Oh.
And she says like in the song like call me drunk in your Benz or something like that.
Gotcha.
So they were like drag him, but totally into that.
And I also liked the one song where they sampled the barking dog.
Oh, yeah.
I think now also looking at everything that Phineas has done mm-hmm. and like watching his stuff on YouTube where he like, there's one video where he actually shows the layers of like a Billy track and how they record it and all the stuff that he uses, I think makes her interesting to listen to.
For sure.
Because I'm always like, oh, what sound is that? Like, where do they get that from?
It's so interesting because... like I said at like the beginning.
Like in an Imogen Heap kind of a way is why I think there's more layers to this.
Yeah, I really do sort of pay attention to what she's saying, but the music is also really varied, I think. And also because it's Phineas, he does, like you said, Imogen style sampling that is kind of just strange. It's weird. It moves into like new jazz territory at times. It's sort of like the band Bittersweet. That's interesting. Hmm. And just like weird acid jazz kind of things that are like, oh, I didn't know she swung that way. And then there's still the moody kind of dark vibe, and then you get the rock texture at the end.
She's a rock girl.
I hope so. I really like it as a full body of work for her, and I also think she really has a lot to say on this record that is compelling and interesting, especially as a 19-year-old pop star. Yeah. Oh, the mood just changed.
I know. I was sorry, it was getting so dark. I was like,
the colors of this room are now red and green.
I was like, let me like make it brighter so it's not so
what bright. Is the Happier Than Ever color, do you think? Would you say like golden or like a light brown?
Yeah, I would say like a golds, like a subtle golds.
They both Billy and Lord talk
champagne
about
golds.
Having like synthesia, where you see colors or numbers or whatever,
colors
have a number, whatever. And she had described the color of this one actually, and then Lord did too. Lord said hers is golden, solar power. I'm really into this from her. She's just 19, but she has some really interesting things to say about fame, I think.
Absolutely.
And
she's a massive superstar.
She is, and it's sort of unavoidable, this level of celebrity that she's going to have to deal with, life never being the same for her for right now. And you feel that in music. And somebody had just messaged me about like our queens, how much they've given of themselves to be in this industry, especially as things continue to come to light. That is like, oh
yeah,
that's a lot. It's cool to hear her have an outlet about this stuff, but it's also like, this is the lifestyle. It comes with a price that is hard to deal with, like fans. It's hard to deal with that.
I think it's cool that she's talking about it though.
No, definitely,
because I don't think it was, I mean, even just this week with like the whole Simone Biles incident,
right?
And
right.
Everything, it's like,
yeah, it's really there's really a whole like
movement
about this right now, where it's like the pressure on these young girls, but really like young
stars. It's
always women.
It's always around women.
Yeah. Although Justin,
when a guy does it, no one says anything.
I will say Justin Bieber came out to talk about Simone Biles and said like, when I canceled the Purpose tour, like it was the best decision of my life. It was for my mental health. And I think he has a lot to say too. I know he's like douchey, but I think
he also grew up in the fame.
He
machine,
grew up in that. And I do think that is sort of a product of how he grew up and being given everything.
Yes.
Like, I do think, not to make excuses for him, but certainly when everyone is a yes man around you, you turn out to be a little bit of an asshole. I mean, and his fame was even younger. So I feel like he's like never truly known, you know, he has no frame of reference for what a normal life
is. His is almost
be.
On the same level as like a Britney.
A Britney.
Like...
Yeah. They're, it's super similar. Like they're, they were in a bubble before they could be adults. So.
Right. And then there were massive number one songs before even turning 18.
Totally. He has a very similar, not very similar, but he has a connection to the way that she was distanced from like normal life.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the same. I think Billie is trying her damn best to maintain sanity in this whole thing. But I, as I said, like that Lord Hot Ones interview was really good to see. Hear her sort of like retreat back to nature in New Zealand, and like she said like it would have been really easy for me to get a big head about this and think I am the shit because of what was happening to me, and so she chose not to, basically.
Love that.
Yeah, she's clearly very wise beyond her years and intelligent, and I think so many people get caught off guard with what this is. Not saying other people aren't intelligent, it's just like it really sweeps you under your feet and takes hold. And you know, I think a lot of people don't have pity for a Billie or a Justin or a Britney, or didn't, because they have money, they're rich and famous, why should I feel bad? But it's like you don't really see that they're a product and that they have to like live this certain lifestyle. It comes at
pressure.
A cost. Yeah, and the pressure. So I find it very interesting to hear her talk about it. And then of course, because she's 19, she's talking a lot about her body. Because she started this game being like, I'm wearing oversized shit, you're not going to be able to talk about it. And then when she went on like a vacation or something, there started to be pictures of her in a bikini and stuff. And people started talking about her body. And she talks about that, I think, on both Not My Responsibility and Overheated, maybe.
Yeah.
Which she's allowed to do. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to like have a healthy body image when your image is thrown at you relentlessly.
Always. Everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope this was a therapeutic experience for her, and also that she...
It sounds like it was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's not necessarily like BB Rex of bops, but...
No.
It's okay.
But it's a story. It feels like you're listening to a journal.
Yeah.
Like a sonic journal.
And I think she's one of Gen Z's voices at this point. Not to sound like Lena Dunham and Girls, like I am the voice of my generation, but like I do think that Billie is definitely like... a defining voice of her generation.
Absolutely. Like, I also liked that it was like a solid album.
Yes.
It's like a substantial.
It's a total. And I was very pleasantly surprised to see that these songs were not only 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm an old head for it, but I can't dig into something that's 2:10. It's just,
I like something that gives me like an experience and like a vibe and a mood and like a journey.
Yeah. So I'm really pleased with this for her. I definitely think that is a full album experience though.
Yeah.
Except for Oxytocin, that can go off. That is the Billie Eilish Happier Than Ever experience. There's just one more thing to discuss that is coming up on the horizon.
Yes. So, Nicki Minaj.
Barb Nation, rise up.
Future Bravo TV star incoming.
Didn't see it coming, but I'm glad we're here now. Nicki gets a text from Joe, the publicist, saying, hey, Andy is willing to give up his seat at the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion.
Mm-hmm.
She shakes and cries like a Twitter gay.
Yeah, she was like all on Instagram stories posting about it.
And she is down. So we are ready.
I feel like this is going to wind up happening.
I think so, too. Oh, she genuinely is excited about it.
And it's like kind of a jump the shark moment. But it's also like... it will be so entertaining.
I also think like everything is kind of off the table. I don't know what the phrase I need, but like Ariana on The Voice is merely because she wanted to do The Voice. Like,
yeah,
she didn't need to do The Voice. She just was like, that looks fun. And she took it. Nicki doing this is like, she just likes watching Housewives. I'm sort of like down for pop stars just actually doing what they want to do, which, you know,
even if it's completely random.
Yeah. Like, you know, if Britney wants to do her HGTV show or whatever, like, because she loves doing the house stuff, allegedly.
Well, because I think that makes someone's personality shine is when they're doing something that
yeah
they're into.
And I think the memes are endless. I think she will absolutely profit from this, like, longevity wise, as far as like on the internet. Like, she's gonna get so much mileage out of that.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like, splitting up a fight. Clips. Oh my god. I hope they hang
the fashion.
Up.
She'll be able to literally show up in a gown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, she'll have a reunion look.
Totally. I hope they hang up all of the United States Barb flags around the set. They salute it before they get into it. I guess I'm going to have to, like, dig into this. Now, you said Potomac was good.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. That's Karen.
Karen Huger.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Okay. All the Barbs are digging into it now. She told them to do their research and do their homework before this tape. So I'm going to get into it.
I want to see who likes Salt Lake City. Like, I want to know
which celebs.
Yeah. Because Rihanna posted about New York.
Oh, that's right. Like, we didn't talk about it. Yeah.
I can't.
Leah.
I'm just shocked that Rihanna is making it this far into the season because it's not good.
But you know, she's like ride or die with, I think, especially that franchise.
Yep. I mean, we all are. It's just like.
And then Beyonce, it goes all the way back to like Gone with the Wind, Fabulous. Uh-huh.
Christina with New York.
Totally. And Erica
Beverly
Jane.
Hills. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't age well. And
oh my God, Christina hosting Salt Lake City.
I mean, that could happen.
So Jen Shah, let's discuss your...
Jen Shah.
Yeah. Oh no. Jen Shah.
Oh my God. What do you have to say about that?
And then she just performs in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would love that. So I said it in the Discord too. I'm like really down for pop stars actually doing what they want to do, because we all feel when they feel like compelled or forced to like do these promotional things and stuff. So it's to see Nicki act like a fool and be like, I can't believe it.
Oh, and just be sitting there twisting, you know.
Yeah.
Producing and like stirring up the drama and pushing buttons. Like,
totally. I wanted to see them having fun and genuinely want to do their things. So,
right.
I mean, Cardi and Hustlers was great. And like all these things, all these like odd.
Well, Cardi with social media too. I think she likes it.
Yeah.
She always had fun with it.
Oh, you know what we didn't discuss, but like as a defining thing is like Lil Nas X's video.
Oh, yeah.
We do have to mention that, because he is truly, somebody said he's like Madonna level, twisting every narrative about him.
Into art. Yeah.
It's true. The Nike shoe controversy became him going to jail.
Which became a whole story on everything. It's memes.
Layers of genius. And then getting
the
Jack
TikToks
Harlow.
The TikToks of him being like me talking to the judge before they sent me. Like, were so funny.
He's so funny. It's so much bigger than the music, which is like a good and bad thing. But it's also like, he's so funny and self-aware and like able to drag his haters. It's fantastic. And so, yeah, the Industry Baby video, another smash, revolutionary, just gay, unapologetically, like flamboyant,
yeah,
unapologetic. And then to have Jack and to, I guess, quote, normalize it is just really revolutionary, because he's just bold and it's really impressive and amazing. And I love everything he's doing.
And he seems to be enjoying it. Like, he's having fun with it.
He does. I loved his meme of him supporting at the VMAs, like the gay clapping next to the twin.
Oh. And,
like, me supporting Jack Harlow at the VMAs, like when they do their rap together. It's so funny. I just really am in awe of him. I feel like he's kind of winning the year overall. Like,
yeah.
Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and this is like ruffling all the feathers.
What happened with the Nike case?
I don't know.
He wouldn't really go to jail.
No, but they were like, his haters were like, oh, you're going to jail, like being like rude. So he like totally owned
it.
That
would be like money.
Money, if anything, but it wouldn't even be like, it would be
but
like,
also like Nike, fuck off.
I know. It was added promo.
Don't sue me. I'm allowed to say that.
Legends only sued by Nike.
Literally for saying you're homophobe.
God.
I mean, the amount of promo that they fucking got from that, it's
immense.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And if they were smart, they'd make a fucking devil shoe now.
Literally.
Like, just get on it. I'm sure the Google searches for Nike devil shoe are off the charts.
Yeah.
So
it's also not something new. Like, people do this kind of stuff. Like,
all the time.
I follow these girls that do custom Chucks and like they paint Chucks. It's like.
Anyway, he's coming out winning. Every single time he has come out winning from these things. And I don't know, I think I don't know if the DaBaby rant was like partially because of the Lil Nas X video or what, because a lot of people have obviously come out against him, and he, I think, is inspiring a lot of like backlash. So I don't know if that was like part of why DaBaby said what he said, but in any case,
who knows?
Yeah, it was definitely speculated on in like news outlets that,
well, he's probably jealous because Lil Nas, yeah, Nas X is fucking crushing it,
right,
and dominating literally everything,
right. And also he was like referenced, T.I. referenced him. He was like, if Lil Nas X can do his stuff in peace, then so can DaBaby. It's like, these are not the same things.
It's, yeah, no.
It's, what's it called? When the comparisons.
The false equivalencies.
False equivalents.
Yeah.
He was going to face this inevitably, but he's still going. And it's working. It's actually working. He's extremely popular.
We love to see it.
We do love to see it. Shout out to Lil Nas X, who's, I'm sure, listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is more than enough for this week. It's been an action-packed.
Yeah. Things ahead. The VMAs are coming up.
And Lil Nas X is going to stunt queen that for sure. I don't know how, but oh my God, he's got plenty of ammo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like in a month, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you believe it's already August?
Yeah, it is August, huh?
Well,
I just came and slipped away.
Oh, that's right. Isn't that song?
Yeah. Folklore.
Back to December all the time.
Pretty much.
I know. Happy Halloween coming soon. All right, everyone. Well.
Oh, before we go.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of Halloween, new costume idea. Demon twink.
Me?
Anybody.
Oh.
It's up for grabs right now. It could be a meme. If you didn't attend Ty Sunderland's Britney boat party, there was there was a tweet from Ty after the fact that there was a quote demon twink who attacked the DJ set, and he like refused to leave unless the music stopped, and was then seen in the VIP getting his ass ate.
Wait, I missed this whole thing.
Wait a minute, you don't understand. Oh my God,
no pun intended.
I. No wonder I didn't know if you got the reference. So
no, someone tweeted me. They Ty played my Brit Yardigans.
Oh, amazing! Mashup. Ty tweeted, "There was a demon twink on Britney boat last night. Threw a drink at the DJ equipment. Wouldn't get off the stage unless I stopped the music. Then the party ended, and he's somehow in VIP getting his ass ate like out in the open. We had to tell him to stop and go home.
Like it was just like no big deal. Like sucking dick and cock. Like I'm just like oh my God." Time and place.
And the demon twink did it on my Britney boat.
So demon twink is the new queen of pop. She is a legend.
You
She's
know
the girls
know who it is. Well, too. Oh, we're gonna have to find out.
As I tweeted, this
exclusive
is
exclusive interview next week. This with is the demon twink.
As I said, this is inevitably going to be somebody I've dated.
Probably.
It's going to be. It's only a matter of time until it surfaces that it's definitely somebody I've dated. That sort of chaotic energy that I'm drawn to.
Oh my God, we're gonna have to get the tea, the scoop.
Yeah,
from the community. Yeah.
But the Demon Twink is the new girl on the scene. Everyone's talking about her on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's sort of.
I couldn't do the Britney boat, but.
The somebody tweeted, who tweeted it? That it's the premise of a horror movie, like to be stuck on the Britney boat and there's a Demon Twink.
Right.
Like who's wreaking havoc. Getting his ass
See, that's scary.
I, yeah.
Because you get stuck. See, the thing is, I have severe motion sickness.
Yes, you do.
Which is why I can't do a boat.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have gone on it. But, like, I would be horrified. Because I'm like, that was a scene in Mob Wives once.
Right.
They got, she's like, we're getting everyone and we're going on a boat. That means no one can leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
It's definitely, and since Miss Anxiety is really making a comeback in my life lately, I was like, Yeah, a boat is a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. And Miss Anxiety is on my neck right now, but I was
RuPaul's just waving to the demon twink drowning in the Hudson.
No, stop. RuPaul's like, I'm sending love and light from afar to the demon twink.
If you know, you know.
Yes. I'm sure it's going to end up being like, oh, who could it have been? I don't know. Joey
Everyone's
J
probably
from Drag
me.
Race.
Yeah. It's probably like, was it T. Kyle?
It's T. Kyle.
No.
God. Well, we hope Demon Twink, if you're listening, which you probably are. Demon Twink, deep friend of the pod, Demon Twink, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. otherwise, it did seem like a fun event. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes when you are that girl and you have the moment and that show, you invite demons.
It's kind of iconic.
It's kind of iconic.
Ty's tweets are really funny.
Yes.
Shout I need to go to one of the events soon.
Yeah.
One that's on land.
A non-boat. Yeah.
Yeah. One that has an exit. That I can Irish exit out of.
Yeah, the two of us need an exit strategy wherever we go. Yeah. So. All right. Well, it's been about a minute, and it's been a week, 2 weeks. And we hope that wherever you are, if you're terrorizing a boat or if you're just hanging at home, that you're staying safe. You know, obviously things are happening right now.
Yep. Get your vaccines, get your masks, stay safe.
And we will be checking in with you real soon. We'll chat with you on the Discord.
Yes.
If you haven't yet, we would love if you can give us a 5-star rating on any of the platforms.
Like, follow, 5-star reviews on iPhone.
Uh-huh. And
Patreon. Thank you guys for supporting us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for another live chat coming because it's a new month.
New month, new chat.
New, yeah. 4 hours of bonus content if you want to listen to the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And
until next week.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Demon twink, no.
Oh, literally, you just hear like a... just like scrapes glass, at but, like, just imagine if I hurled this actual like mason. Yeah. It's a mason. And just threw it at you. Oh my god, we should do that. Should be a bit. Like, where next week we have the
we should have
twink
demon
on,
twink
and
in every
me. Yeah.
But your voice like disguised.
Yeah. Oh
well, they didn't play Ooh La La.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.